Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everybody, it's Fat Mascara.
Hey Jess, it's Jen. How's it going?
I'm well. I am so happy when we're recording this right now because we are recording towards the end of the week and it's just been quite busy. I feel depleted. I feel relaxed, but like depleted. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, because I keep in touch with you every day and I've seen you running around the city to like hear the latest, greatest news of all the beauty brands.
The latest, greatest. I was saving
She's
up.
She's our on-the-ground reporter.
On the ground, on the subway, on the bus, on the train, in a cab. Like literally, it's planes, trains, and automobiles this week.
I think there's even a boat. I swear I talked to you when you were on your way to like a biologique appointment and you were on a ferry maybe.
I didn't take you know what? In the wintertime, the ferry is very cold. I did contemplate, it's funny you mentioned this, I saw the bus to the ferry in the city this morning, because I was in the city this morning, and I thought about taking the bus to the ferry, and I said no, because it's really cold on the ferry in the winter.
Yes.
It's awesome yes. In the summer. Anyway, shall I fill you in on the things I've seen, and then I want to hear about your week.
Tell me everything.
Okay. So last night, I went to the Paul LeBrec Spa in New York, and that sounded so serious. In New York City. I went to the Paul LeBrec Spa because Biologique Recherche, I'm not pronouncing anything right anymore. I need like help. I need a French Babel.
There's a language learning app called Babbel that could help you with that. It has voice recognition, so it'll know if you're pronouncing French correctly.
I wonder when they get into Biologique. I wonder when they get into the beauty brands. But I went to the Biologique appointment, and I had this amazing experience with a therapist, not a mental therapist, but may as well be, named Michaela. And she used a bunch of oils on me. And it was like basically, it was a bespoke experience, but she was kind of like, she was like intuitive. You know when like a therapist, like a massage therapist is like more than a therapist. Mm-hmm. She was very intuitive. I basically, as she said, like I was like nonverbal after the treatment. I said like, what did you do? And she said, I felt like this comment was so loaded. She's like, I hit some pressure points, which help release. I'm like paraphrasing her, but she was like tension, anger, control.
She's like, girl, I know what you needed.
But she said, like, I was like, well, which one's control? Which one's, I thought this was like a Chinese, like, foot Yeah.
And she's like, no, she's like, just when you have the kind of massage she did, she's like, those pressure points like help release those things. She's like, don't you feel better? I was like, I felt so much better. Like my mood went from a cranky 4 to like a 10. But she used these amazing oils. One was for your belly. It was called like in French, something umbilical. One was for the—
Wait. You had belly massage as part of your face massage?
Yeah. And I thought I was going to hate it.
Okay, let's pause right here. This is the one type of massage I've never been able to get on board with. I just feel like they're just pumping gas in there. I'm afraid I'm going to be flatulent if they're going to press on my belly. Don't put your hands on my belly. How did you not mind the belly massage?
I gave into it because I think, to her point, I think I needed to release like whatever tension or—
Wow.
I realized I needed something. I mean, like, you knew what kind of mood I was in yesterday. I needed to just get on the table and let—
Okay, so you got a belly oil.
Belly oil, the umbilical oil, then something for the décolleté, and then I had more— longtime listeners will know, I had vein surgery on my other leg a couple weeks ago, like the varicose vein surgery.
Yes, yes.
So I had a couple weeks ago, then there's this kind of, like, light leg oil. Like it's something, oil that makes your like legs feel lighter. But all of this sounds very fancy schmancy. And some listeners might be like, good for you. Happy you got a massage. F off.
Great.
Right? No one cares about your massage. Let's get to like the rest of the show. I got an amazing— the oils were beautiful. Biologique is an incredible brand. Paula Breck was an amazing spa. Check it out if you go to the city. But I got a hot tip from her that was just a great reminder. We were just talking about wellness and like treating yourself nicely and how like it's very easy to like put yourself last. She just was talking about Epsom salts and how she is always like— she just like expounded on like the importance of like taking baths and being nice to yourself. And she's like, Epsom salts are just a great thing that you can always do for yourself, like at home. And I was like, remind me again, why is that good? The only time I ever use Epsom salts is like when something's gone really wrong. And she's like, it really does improve circulation and it helps with the nervous system and it calms you down. Like it's like proven to reduce stress. So I came home last night and I did a little like Jen Science Corner research on my own. There is so much data on it.
On magnesium, and, right?
Yes, on exactly the magnesium. Yep. There is so much data on it. And this is like, you go to CVS, because that's the last time I bought Epsom salts, was like the CVS brand, whatever their brand is. It was like $4, $5, huge thing. It works.
You can get more magnesium through absorption when you are taking an Epsom salt bath. Don't make me bring out the journals, everyone. I will go get a white paper for you.
I took a bath on Tuesday and I put my little computer up on like Lake Stool and like—
Not
I just
sure
popped it up and I watched.
That's really what the relaxing people had in mind, but go on.
I've watched the Murdoch Netflix. Like
oh,
the
you
Murdoch
were watching
Murders
TV in the bath?
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't like doing work.
Oh, well, then that's fabulous. That's like a fancy hotel where they have like the TVs mounted above the bathtub and you're like,
yeah,
someday.
Yeah, I tried to create experience one day, yeah. And it was— I got very angry with that documentary, but I should have watched something else.
I was soaking in a tub of magnesium.
I was testing out new bath product for Moda. So I was kind of working, but it was really great. So anyway, I guess the long story short is treat yourself well, indulge at when you can, and it was just a nice reminder. Okay, one more thing I wanted to tell you. Sorry, this is like a big update. We will get to the news, but I told Jen, I said we've got a lot to cover when we started. Wednesday.
A week ago. Go on.
Yes, okay, that's Wednesday. I met somebody who I actually like blacked out, starstruck, knees wobbling. Jen already interviewed you, so this is no big deal to you. Interviewed her, but this is no big deal
to you. I'm actually thinking now why it would be. Go ahead and tell everybody who it is.
Isabella Rossellini.
So not only is she a legend, but then I was just thinking, what does Jess love more than anything? Vintage beauty ads? That is the face of vintage beauty ads, right? How many years has she had a Lancôme contract?
Okay, she was on— okay, I also love Elizabeth Hurley, and she was a 90s lauder. Okay. But Isabella Rossellini was Lancôme in the 80s. Now, in the 80s, I wasn't having stuff on my wall. But here's the thing about Isabella Rossellini that I love. I really started liking her like more later in my life. First of all, she's just elegant, beautiful, amazing. But she, in like the 2000s, decided to go to Hunter College, which, P.S., that's where my mom graduated,
and study animal behavior. So she is deeply passionate about animals. She has her own farm. She does these one-woman shows, I've seen a couple now, about animals and like empathy for animals. She dresses up as animals. Like, do a Google if you don't know what I'm talking about. So not only is she like an actress, a model, a beauty icon, she's this like animal obsessive and conservationist. So I talk to her, I'm freaking out. I have this dumbass grin. And like, I'm like asking her about the farm. Meanwhile, Gab, who you know, is like one of my best friends, is next to me. She wants to talk to her about 30 Rock because Gab's like into film and movies and all that. Somehow I like hijack this conversation and talk about the farm. The whole thing was like kooky dooky.
I'm sorry, what?
We take a big group selfie. What?
What's the word you just used?
Kooky dooky.
Oh, kooky dooky.
It was crazy. Okay. We take a group photo.
You, Gab, and Isabella. Just the girls.
And Tori. And okay. Tori. And we leave. And then I like hang out, like lurking in the shadows, smiling, grinning.
Wait, like by the stage door for her to come out so you could like get an autograph again?
No, it was like a larger party. Okay. It was like a little cocktail party. And I'm like, it was to celebrate her one woman show, Darwin Smile, which was about empathy, acting, animals, all of her things together. I go back and I say, can I have one with you?
Like a one-on-one photo.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw it. And you posted it.
Totally polite, totally kind. I don't know what she was thinking. I was nervous. I heard a voice behind me and I thought it was somebody saying like, ma'am, can you please leave her alone? But.
In your head, you were policing yourself?
Yeah, I was nervous. I thought that the hook was going to come. I saw a shadow. I thought it was security. I asked her a few more questions about her work with animals. And she was kind and we talked a little bit about it. And then the night was over and we all floated home. But I think everyone there was starstruck.
Clearly you were. Now, what if we ever had her on the podcast? What if we make this a goal? Will you be able to handle it?
I think I'm prepped enough. I think it was like I jumped in the pool.
All right. I'm ready for it. When I interviewed her, I don't have that idolatry. It wasn't as difficult an interview, but I had that, I think, when I interviewed Tina Fey. I sort of blacked out and probably acted very, very weird. So, like, I get it. It's like the people that you really look up to. It's very odd to meet them.
And she's like a legend. She's a legend. She's like Hollywood royalty.
Well, I'm glad you got to have that experience.
It was awesome. It was really cool. And it was a really fun night too with everybody.
I think I know what I'm going to try and get Jess Matlin for her birthday 7 months from now. If I booked that, like, I would be your favorite podcast co-host, wouldn't I?
I mean, it was so goofy.
I'm going to work on that. All right.
Did you interview Tina Fey in person?
I did. I don't remember why, and it was years ago, but
it wasn't on Zoom.
No, it wasn't on Zoom. It was like long, maybe, I forget what magazine I was at, but it was. Yeah. And then I hung out with her at a party with one of my friends. She was at one of my friends' parties. This is the second time I met her. So I was much cooler that time, but I was still kind of freaking out. Yeah. Famous people. They're just like us, guys. Not at all. So just, should we get into our.
Did you want to tell me something about your week? I just feel like I was just like.
Sounded like a lamb. That was really cute. No, we'll talk some more when we get into like a little bit of the news, have a little back and forth.
Yeah, we're going to do our news segment a little bit differently today.
It's a show and tell. It's going to be great. We're going to do that. Then the fam has been coming in hot with their mascara recommendations. So we're going to raise wands.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. Let's do it. Here we go. So you'll see we did not yet get the new music there for the new section. We're working on it. I am telling you guys, like, licensing music is a fascinating thing. You have to listen to so much music. Who out there? We must have somebody in the fam who like does this for a living.
I was just about to put the call out. Like somebody must be like,
Because we already got the answer to your wig question from last week. There was a woman that one of our listeners works at an opera house.
I saw
that. And apparently lots of theater and opera people like donations of wigs, things like that. They use them for costumes. So that's a little hot tip there for you. If you guys have things to donate like that, community theater program would be a good place. So we have a home for Jess's hair. Before we get into like, yeah, right. I wanted to share actually some news of a new beauty media platform, vertical, what have you, that I've been thoroughly enjoying. Ms. Linda Wells launched an Airmail Look, it's called. Now, Airmail is a website. It's sort of like an online magazine by Graydon Carter, who used to be at Vanity Fair. But Linda has been their beauty correspondent for a couple of years now. And so she just launched this vertical with Airmail. I miss her writing. I love that she's always writing for the site, but now she has new writers coming in. Great takes on beauty, thoughtful. So check it out if you love writing and writing beauty. Not reading, reading. Yeah, not writing beauty.
There was an article in it that I was so moved. It was so good. It was Danielle Pergament wrote about her daughter's relationship with makeup. She has like a preteen daughter and how
love
like—
love that.
Yeah. And it was about how like— basically, she has mixed feelings about it, but it's like Danielle's been writing about beauty for 20 years. So, yeah, it was very moving. So expect elevated, I'll say elevated, it sounds like. It's not like highfalutin conversations about beauty. No, it's like just moving conversations about beauty. It's smart.
Yeah. Yeah, and oh, as a reminder, in case you don't know who Linda is, she was the founding editor of Allure magazine, also a Fat Mascara guest on episode 118, if you want to revisit that. If you do, I just don't even remember what was going on when we were recording episode 118, so that would be fun for me to re-listen to as well. Yeah. But yeah, some news there. Now, Jess, second new item here. I think you need to, because I have gotten 50,000 DMs from our listeners. You mentioned, I finally learned how to use my new face device.
Okay.
So and then she just leaves everybody hanging.
Right.
How do we use the new face device? So what is the new face device and what have you learned?
I'm going to have to do like a little video and show you guys. I'll put it on our Instagram once I do. Just in the spirit of openness, I left the new face device at the office. But anyway, when I went to the new face event, and then the event was to, I mean, I told you I've been really like bouncing around this week. No wonder I'm like tired. I went to see their new Supercharge Ionplex Mist. And they had this amazing facialist or esthetician. His name was Dwayne Lankford. And he laid me down on the table. And I was like, kind of like—
got a lot of table time this week, Jess.
I know. You would think that I wouldn't look so tired, but I am. He said— I was kind of bracing myself. I didn't think this was going to be relaxing, but I wanted to know what was new with New Face. And I did not think this was going to be nice. And he was like, okay, relax. And I was ready to be like zapped and for my teeth to hurt. Because honestly, anything microcurrent has never been pleasant for me. I don't even know why people do it. This was very relaxing. And he was like, when you use the New Face, it hurts? And I was like, honestly, like all those devices are never pleasant. And he kind of looked like, oh, honey, like you're doing it wrong. You need to put on a whole lot of activator, okay? If you find this New Face or any of those devices unpleasant, you are not using enough activator. And for me, that was the key, okay? Also, I've always been on the school of
thought. Wait, you'd been, so this, everybody knows, is a microcurrent device. The activator is a gel or serum that helps convey
yes, thank you, Jen.
That current into your skin. You were doing it on dry skin or just not enough activator?
I was never putting enough. And I thought that that kind of like uncomfortable, like twitchy kind of like, like that sensation, which like is not very pleasant. I thought that was just kind of like part of the package.
No. Okay. So we got to lube it up if you're using a microcurrent device like the New Face.
Yes. And that might mean you're going through, well, it will mean you're going through more. Dems the brakes.
Okay. How are you using it? How many minutes are you doing? Are you really going to stick with it?
I mean, you have to if you want to work. And like we've said that like 95 times on the show before, you have to stick with it. He did say you need to use it for like, I think he said between like 2 and 3 mm-hmm. months every day if you want to see results. And then it's like a little bit of like a maintenance plan. It kind of reminded me of like, I know we're not supposed to be like diet anymore, but it's like a diet, okay? It's like if you want to see results, you have to hardcore it for like 2 to 3 months, and then you will get a feel of how often you need to use it. It's like some people need to use it like a couple times a week. Some people can use it like once a week. But you need to stick with it for 5 minutes a day, which really isn't a long time. I mean, it kind of depends on your schedule, but 5 minutes is really not the end of the world. And then he showed me, and like there's a video on their website. So like there's no like hot trick that I'm going to tell you. Your video is on the website, but it's like 3 to 4 strokes across your cheek to like the sides of your face. And it goes deet like after every 5 seconds. Don't play around. Don't get fancy. It tells you when to stop. go to the edge of your face, like where you're kind of going like horizontally. And then you hold it against your like nasolabial folds, like vertically, and you hold it there. But more is not more. I kept on trying to like be fancy and overcomplicate things. It's like, keep it simple, stupid. Don't stick things on your face for longer than you need to. It's very simple, like across, 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 deep on the nut, on the nasolabial folds, deep on the other nasolabial fold.
With plenty of activator gel.
A ton of that activator gel, you want to call it lube or whatever. But yeah, the more.
And what are the effects moisture you will be getting should we decide to do this for 5 minutes a day for a month?
So I think it's like the most expensive one. Don't quote me on this, and I'm so sorry, New Face, if I'm not getting this right. But the one that he used, which I'm sure is the nicest one, has an app that had different programs. One was toning, which is what he used, like toning and sculpting, which is what he used on my face. But then there was also like a program that's for like skin, like refining. So there are different programs. And I thought that
I like
really
wish
cool.
I could be the person that would like, you'd think I would be into these. I could never get in the habit of it. And I know so many people that really enjoy the New Face and really see a difference even after one. Like I know people that are like, oh, even if I just use it once, I feel like I look better. And I'm like, more power to you.
I did see a difference. I did see a difference when he showed me. One part of my face looked like had like a little, the nasolabial part had more, was more defined, like in a bad way, where he didn't do it. And so I'm trying to commit to like more relaxing time because I don't have that at the end of the night. I'm trying to commit to like 30 minutes where I watch TV or just kind of zone out.
It's part of the relaxation. I'm still over here taking out the trash like Lord Gavin told us to, so.
Oh, I think about like literally like right before bed, you're like taking out the trash. I'm like, me too, girl. I'm like, I'm throwing out that litter
it's like the
right
worst
before bed. Like
household chore is like taking the recycling out. I don't know why. But no, I meant figuratively taking out the trash.
That bothers you?
No, it's just like of all the chores, that's my least favorite one because I'm on the fourth floor of an apartment building. I got to go down in the basement with it. I got to sort it. I got
to
put
you have to bring it all the way down.
Which is fine, but I can imagine cat litter not being too fun. But I pick up dog poop 3 times a day on a walk, so I'm fine with
that. Yeah, that sucks.
Wow, Jen. Way to make the glamorous New Face segment of the news even more glamorous with talk of excrement. Shall we move on then?
Okay, let's get back to the glamorous New Face. It's 5 minutes a day. By the way, this is like not paid, FYI, but everyone, you guys know that we tell you when something's paid.
Nothing on our podcast is paid unless we say it.
Yes, okay. I don't know why I always feel the need to say that because I just always feel like if I'm like going on
everybody's
about one
doing
brand,
secret branded content and not telling people about it. That's why.
Well, people do that.
I know. No, it's just a reminder. If we have branded content, it will say, this is brought to you by a sponsor. But yeah, go on.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You still
first
talk
of all,
about New Face? Keep going.
Yeah.
Back should be to paid New Face at this point.
Yeah, no, it was, I do want to take that time out for myself. It goes back to that, like, I keep on, notice the theme. I'm like, I want a magnesium bath, a Netflix documentary, a New Face, not all at the same time. Don't want to drop that thing in the bath. I don't know. Just find these little ways. Okay, let's move on. Next thing. What's up?
I'm excited. I saw this new initiative. I just thought this was really cool. A brand called Hair Proud. It's sold at Walmart. They started this new initiative called A Cut Above. They're going to provide haircuts to young adults experiencing housing insecurity. I absolutely love this idea. 7 states already and counting have signed up. Not states, salons in 7 states. And so I know we have lots of salon owners out there as part of the Fat Mascara fam. I want you to go and sign up for A Cut Above so that you can give haircuts to young adults who are experiencing homelessness. I cannot think of a better way to tell somebody that they're important, to make them feel good. And also, sometimes we forget about the basic ideas of what it is to be human when you're just trying to struggle with finding a place to sleep. And this can do so much. And it's just a haircut. And it's one of those things about beauty that I love when beauty, like you realize, oh yeah, like it's kind of similar to what you were saying with the bathtub. This is all not fluff. A lot of this is really to help us connect with other humans, connect with ourselves, feel good about ourselves. I just think this is such a great campaign. So anyway, the brand Hairly Proud, they're vegan, cruelty-free. It's a really accessible range. I think the products start at $7. Yeah, and then the community program that they're joining with is Stand Up for Kids. Jess is raising her hand. She has thoughts as well. Share them.
Yeah, Stand Up for Kids. Well, first of all, I hope that they're able to message this And I think it was only for the month of March. I hope they can continue. And I hope these salons continue to message this, because it's like, I don't know how they're able to, but I want to make sure they're getting the message out. That's all I'm saying. But Stand Up For Kids is an amazing organization. And if you want to just like, if this cause moves you, like it moves Jen and me, I mean, like this really hit Jen and I hard. Stand Up For Kids, check out what they do. It's an incredible organization. And if you wanted to support them, for $10, you can buy hygiene supplies.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
In need.
That will be donated to, so if you go to someone who could use them.
Yeah, for a kid who's experiencing homelessness right now. So if this just moves you, I feel like this, and you've got an extra $10 to spare.
Yeah, if you're not a salon owner and you want to get involved. I don't know why I made it about being like that. Yeah, there's all sorts of ways to be involved with this program. I just think it's so great. Hair Proud.
Yeah, just go to the donate page.
The Cut Above. I'm going to link that on the show notes. In the show notes, we always link everything we talk about in the episode section, little blog, fatmascara.com/blog. We will link to that so you can get involved as well. Okay, before we wrap up this and get into Raise-A-Wan, I do have a quick science corner for everyone. Let's just go there together.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we are in the science corner. As we speak, all of the dermatologists, probably, I want to say at this point, 50 past Fat Mascara guests are down in New Orleans presenting research, talking about the latest in skin, the AAD is doing their conference. Well, the big news that comes out of this, the first thing I already got a little preview of, and I thought it was really cool, so I just wanted to share. L'Oreal did these grants, a $100,000 grant advancing inclusive dermatology research in conjunction with, this might sound familiar to longtime listeners, Skin of Color Society. Dr. Susan Taylor, does everybody remember her? She's the founder of Skin of Color Society, a force in dermatology. Episode 243 was her episode. On that episode, and this is something that the Skin of Color Society focuses on, we talked about improving cultural competence in dermatology, and that's what this L'Oreal grant is all about, by the way. They are giving away, I believe it's $20,000 to five different dermatologists who are just out of school so they can work on research, clinical research, science that will help advance dermatology, make it more inclusive, make sure that treatments are available to all skin colors. What a great initiative. And that's just the first of them. There's some other news that's going to come out of the AAD. So I'm going to keep on top of that. I'm going to read some papers, going to watch some seminars. I'm hoping next week I'll have even more science for you. But for now, that was the Science Corner. That's the news. Let's go talk about mascara. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement
which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
It's time to raise a wand, and we've got one from Heather from Toronto.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Heather calling from Toronto, and I'm calling to raise a wand to a mascara, actually a mascara combination. If it helps the listeners, I have long lashes that are probably medium thickness and medium curl, not too straight, not super curly. And I actually use a combination of two mascaras. I start with the Dior Show Iconic Over Curl. I find that provides a lot of length, separation, and creates a nice curl. And it's going to sound funny, but it's just easy to put on. It's not messy and too much product. So I start with that one. And then right after, I go in with Too Faced Better Than Sex. So I finish with that mascara because I find that brings the volume, the drama, creates thickness, creates a little bit more length. And because of the shape of the wand, it creates some lift on the corners. So I just find that this combination of mascara, I've tried a bunch of other ones, and this really seems to be the winner for me. So hopefully this will help some of those out there that are looking for a recommendation. Love the pod. Thank you.
Did you see that, everybody? Did you hear that? Heather did her homework. She brought us her mascara. She brought us two mascaras. Heather, extra credit. Good for you. I'm keeping this alive because I'm working my way through some other suggestions. And I feel like Heather gave us a very specific type of lash look and product. I want to hear other ones. Send your raise a wands, record them on a little voice memo or however you like to record, and email it to info@fatmascara.com or call us. Phone number's down there in the show notes, 646-481-8182. We want to hear the mascaras that make you look alive, that you love. Give it to us. Tell us about it. Okay, raising a wand from Hoboken, New Jersey, we have Jessica Matlin. Take it away, Jessica.
Okay, so here I am in New Jersey, but I want to raise a wand to our Canadian listeners today. I don't know if they ship elsewhere, but this is so good. And you know, do you know who gave it to me? Our Brooklyn-based listener and host, Jen Sullivan. Okay, the product is the Persons of Interest Rinse-Free Hand Cleanser. Comes in a pack of four. Listen, we got to wash our hands. We got to clean those hands. And this smells so good. It's very citrusy and yummy. And when you have one that smells so good and has such a chic scent, it's like a nice incentive.
You use it more? I'm sorry, what was the end of the thought?
Oh, yeah, it's like a nice incentive to use.
Oh, incentive. Thank you. I thought you said it's nice and scented. And I was like, go on.
No, it's like a nice incentive.
Yeah. And also when you have kids, okay, Atlas is coming in like a week. He's going to be here for a month. Like, oh my God, goes through so much more soap and like hand cleanser. Kids are
I mean,
dirty.
You should be grateful because kids don't like to clean their hands.
Give them some nice, lovely Persons of Interest and maybe they will. I love that. Okay.
I think this is funny. That on the website says, not to be usurped by washing with soap. All right. Well, yeah. So you do still have to wash your hands. This is good for when
you're out
on
there
go.
On the cold ferry and it's dirty and you need to throw something on your hands. That's what Jess Matlin uses. Okay. I too was inspired by a listener. You were inspired geographically. I was inspired theme-wise because remember our listener that was talking about how she uses the UZU eyeliner. And I was like, you're right. If you do it right and you have the right product, I need to go back to my wings. Even though my eyelids are more hooded than they were when I used to do a winged liner all the time, it looks so damn good. You know who else inspired me? Sonia Valencia. I was like, Sonia's right. It's like a winged eyeliner and a little blush and you just look alive. So I was going back through my eyeliners. Do you know which one is freaking amazing?
Which one?
Honest Beauty Liquid Eyeliner. Good job, Jessica Alba. So the tip—
That is not what I was expecting.
No, it is not a brush. It is not a pen. Yeah, you wouldn't think Honest Beauty has like an amazing, like black, rich, you know, winged eyeliner.
It's just not what I would expect. It's not, it's no shade, no shade. It's just like not the brand I would think is like.
No, it's got everything we want. It's a bargain, $12. It's easy to hold in your hand. So good if you have like mobility issues because it's shorter. It's not like a long artisty pencil where you have to like be out here. Like you got to get in there close when you're not sure what you're doing. The tip is a little bit long. If you have a textured eyelid, I've noticed like when I put on eyeliner now, I'm like, is it crooked? No, it's just because like it's a little bit bumpier skin than I used to have. So it's really a flexible tip, but it's not a brush. So it's not too flexible in that my line's going to go wavy gravy all over the place, but it's stiff enough that like it controls the line for you. If you lay it down on its side a little bit, you're not using the point. You're using sort of the side of the point. It's very flexible and it doesn't skip. It gives you that nice, crisp black line all running smoothly in one. I have one complaint, Miss Alba. Can you take your billions of dollars, or however much you have at this point, and make me a dark brown one? I am over here, my chocolate brown years, which is what you enter when you hit 26. Welcome, every 26. I'm just going to guess here, no matter your skin tone, hair color, skin texture, chocolate brown is so flattering on everybody. The black can be a little bit like, if I'm not doing my foundation fully and like crispy and perfect, like I would like the dark brown for like just like throwing it on for like a daytime look. So I feel like we could divert some money. We should talk to Daniel. We're friends with Daniel. He could tell Jessica, as if Daniel Martin and Jessica Alba are the only people involved. Clearly there's like 52 million people that work at Honest Beauty. One of them must listen to this podcast. Can you please make dark brown? Thank you.
Oh my God. I used to think that like if I would just like suggest products, this is like when I was like starting in beauty, yeah. I would like suggest products to like the PR person of like a brand or like if I met like a founder, I'd be like, I think you should really do this and like think that it mattered. And now.
Like they don't have huge market research to decide if they should put money into that and speak with their retailers about what's wanted. Just Jen over here on the mic asking for dark brown eyeliner.
Oh my God. I'd be like, I really think that you should do like a blah, blah. And then I'd think that, I don't know, it actually meant something. Oh, so naive.
I'll also say if you have sensitive eyes, the formula is not stingy or itchy or whatever.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's good for sensitive eyes too. So it's a great liquid eyeliner. Go out there, do that. Before you do that, I think you should maybe take a magnesium Epsom salts bath and before you get your beauty sleep.
Ooh.
I know Jess really got the CVS ones that are like $5. Also, $5 is the Dr. Teals I love with the lavender infused in it.
Dr. Teals is really good.
It's not even that much more than the plain Epsom salts. I think it's like 50 cents more for like a lavender experience.
And if you do bring like your computer nearby, just be careful.
That's the note you're going to end our podcast on.
I just don't want people like getting electrocuted or like messing up their computer. Not everyone has Apple Care.
Get your beauty sleep. Be careful with your electronics. We love you. Oh, quick word. Friday, we are going to do a replay because I have some travel and we got real busy this week. It's a good replay, though, that we haven't. It's a great guest. And then we'll be back on Wednesday with our regularly scheduled programming. Gives you extra time to get your beauty sleep. And that is all.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.